You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Yeah. What's going on, Trey? What's up,
man? What's popping, man? Dropped episode bonus episode last night, and then back today with some waiver wires.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hitting you with some waiver wire ads for week 12. It's a little bit different of a week this week. We got games on Thursday. Things are getting a little wild. And we got people in the comments. Right? What do you know? Albert popping in. What's up, fellas? What's going on, Albert?
What up, Al?
Yes, sir. And Sir Bongs a lot in the clouds as per usual. There he is. And Christopher popping in says, what's good, guys? I need some help bad. Let's see. I'm glad I didn't make that trade for Leonard Fournette I sent y'all. Yeah. Good stuff. We're going to go ahead and hit some of these waiver wire ads. Let's get into it, Trey. Starting off on our list is Ryan Tannehill. Now, I know it's not best-looking ad that we got here, but he went 22 of 27, 333 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tannehill looked good in that game. I think it was a nice balance there. I mean, people were saying he was looking like Patrick Mahomes, but I mean, I'm not going to go that crazy, but he was completing passes, a great passing percentage. I mean, if you're looking for a guy, mostly probably two quarterback leagues, I mean, Ryan Tannehill could be your guy.
Yeah, man, I like Ryan Tannehill a lot. And now that he's got Burks kind of stepping in there, getting them deep passes, which we'll talk about him a little bit later. But, you know, it really busted him over for his first 300 yards this season. And he's really looked great coming out of the bye. I think he's definitely worth the ad and possibly a streamer in one quarterback leagues. I like him a lot, even though they are a run-first team.
Absolutely.
But jumping into our next quarterback waiver wire ad, we got the boy Kenny Pickett, Pittsburgh. He had 25 for 42 for 265 yards and 1 touchdown, but he also added 2 rushes for 14 yards. He's easily startable in super flex leagues. But I think in certain matchups, you know, you can stream him. You know, they're going up against the Colts this week. And I think that's a great spot for Kenny Pickett to put up enough points to have value for you.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Pickett, as usual, it doesn't start pretty, but it generally ends in a W in your win column for your team. I like the Kenny Pickett ad this week. Moving on to the next guy, I've got Andy Dalton. Yeah, I know, Andy Dalton. But hey, he looked great last week. The Red Rifle is back. Last week, 21 of 25, 260 yards. Three, count them, 1, 2, 3 touchdowns. I mean, those old school uniforms they were wearing apparently gave them some, you know, some spinach because dude was killing it over there. Like, look great. Andy Dalton, grab him up. Maybe he can help you out.
Yeah, I like Andy Dalton a lot. I don't know if you saw where Jameis Winston come out and was like, you know, you're not supposed to lose your job to an injury. That's kind of built into the system, and I lost my job to an injury. And I'm like, oh, or you're being outplayed every week, and they got to stick with the hot hand.
Yikes. Jameis Winston sucks, buddy. But, hey, it's the name of the game.
Right. But moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, it's Deshaun Watson, baby. Now, he's 48% rostered, so he might be available. He might not be. But if you haven't already, it's time to grab him up. He's eligible to return to practice right now. Has his first game back in week 13, so you have to hold him for a week. But he's playing against Houston, which should be a great matchup for him. I mean, a revenge matchup. Also, Houston's defense sucks. I think Deshaun, if he doesn't do great all year, he's going to do great in that game.
Yeah, for sure. I know I jumped the gun a couple weeks back on the waiver wire show when I said Deshaun Watson's the guy to add. You know, I thought he was coming back a little earlier than week 13, but Deshaun Watson now, if you did add him back then you're probably happy you got him, but I think he can help your team for sure there. Love the Deshaun Watson ad. But we got a question real quick from Christopher Trey. He says, is Jameson Williams worth the ad for the playoffs?
So I've had him on my IR since the beginning of the year. I picked him up the day of the draft after the draft was over, and I've just been waiting. Now, pretty much what I'm going to do is see what happens when he actually gets on the field, and if it's worth a roster spot on my bench, then it is. You know, it really depends on what your bench looks like. But if he puts up enough points, I'll drop some people for him to move him from off IR to my roster. It really depends on how he plays and how the team uses him.
For sure, for sure. I mean, I think if you got him or you can get him, hold on to him. I mean, I don't know if I'd trade for him just yet because we don't know what it's going to look like. But if he's on the waiver, you know, stash him, see what happens. I like it. I like it. But let's go ahead and move on to our running backs for week 12. Let's start it off with Latavius Murray. 17 carries, 49 yards, one touchdown. He also got four catches for 23 yards. Look, we can say goodnight to Melvin Gordon. He is no longer a Bronco. Latavius Murray is the guy in Denver. I think he is somebody you need to be adding. It's not always going to be pretty. He's not always going to be fantastic. But he's the guy, and he'll get volume. And that's something that you love in your fantasy roster.
Yeah, I mean, Latavius Murray is taking over. Melvin Gordon is gone. Did you hear what the possible thing that they're talking about, why Melvin Gordon left? It's apparently, like, it's not been validated or anything like that, but they were saying that, like, apparently he was in the locker room blasting Future, like, super loud. And, you know, Russell Wilson's in that lawsuit with Future right now for like $15 million or something like that. And Russell Wilson said that he wants that dude waived immediately. And they don't have any validity behind it yet, but I'm thinking, like, Melvin Gordon did all right in that last game. I know he had that fumble and everything, but, like, it just seems like to drop him like that, it's, you know, crazy. And maybe that's what happened. I can't wait to find out.
Whoa, that's insane, bro. Russell Wilson had him in his sights, dude. Hey, don't mess with Future. Future used to tag his baby mama, so... Wow, that just shows you. I don't know how he has all this power over there. He's not really backed it up yet, but maybe, you know, maybe that's to come. But that's insane. Crazy stuff.
But moving on to our next waiver wire ad, it's James Cook. And it ain't pretty, but I mean, this dude's finally starting to get in there and get some work. He had 11 rushes for 86 yards. He defined himself as the second behind Singletary. And the Bills are kind of moving to more of a run game strat. He could easily be a low floor fill-in for you at a running back spot if you're hurting.
Yeah. We've been blowing the James Cook horn for a while now, and it looks like it might be starting to pay off. I like it. I like it. And Christopher says, Melvin Gordon, let's ride. Yeah, ride to a different team. Hey, maybe Melvin Gordon lands somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Let's go ahead and move on to the next guy, and that's Samaje Perine. Dude, Perine went off last week, bro. 11 carries, 30 yards, 4 catches, 52 yards, 3 touchdowns, bro. Perine, listen, Mixon is concussed with the new concussion protocol in the NFL. It should be at least a week. Now, Perine might not be... someone that is going to help you in the long term. But if you're trying to win a match with the next week, maybe two, who knows? If P. Ryan's doing good, maybe they keep riding that hot hand. But, dude, grab you some P. Ryan, man. I think he's a must-add on your waiver wire this week.
Yeah, I like it a lot, especially, you know, with Mixon with the concussion and everything like that. If P. Ryan's the dude, he's going to do just as good next week, I guarantee it. So I think he's great for a spot start here at a running back position.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to our last waiver wire ad, and this person, Cam Akers, is why I thought maybe Melvin Gordon might not get grabbed up because they released Henderson Jr., and personally, I'd rather have him on my team than Melvin Gordon. But Cam Akers, you know, he seems to be the dude. He's back. 14 rushes for 61 yards. He outsnapped Kyren Williams 2-1. It's not pretty, but he'll be a touchdown or bust in week 12 against the Chiefs. But the volume alone is worth rostering him in leagues that are struggling to find a running back.
Absolutely. Like you said, Daryl Henderson is gone. So Cam Akers is the move there. I like it. Crazy, man. We lost a couple of them this week, man. Wild stuff going on in the NFL, as per usual. But before we move on, we're going to talk to you guys today about Manscaped. Listen, guys, Black Friday sales are legit. Manscaped's got them for you, starting on Black Friday all the way through Cyber Monday. Guys, if you need stocking stuffers, if you need anything like that, listen, Manscaped has got you. Guys, get you the Lawnmower 4.0. It'll fit right in a stocking. Schlink. Hey, your man will love it. If you're the ladies, your men will love it. Men, you will love it, I promise you. I swear by this thing, honestly. And I mean, I'm not going to tell you about stuff that I don't honestly use or support. And Manscaped is legit. What do you say, Trey?
Yeah, man. So actually, crazy story. Last night, my mom cut my hair and she left all of her hair cutting utensils at her camper. And so she was like, hey, do you have any a razor or anything like that? And I'm like, yeah, I got my lawnmower, you know, whatever. She picks this thing up. And I promise you, the whole time she's cutting my hair, she's like, this is so smooth. This is great. And then she drops it, bro, and it hits the floor. Bam, 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 bam. And it's just sitting there. And I'm like, oh, man. She picks it up. She's like, nope, works fine. So this thing is durable, y'all. Like, and it cleaned up my edges, you know what I'm saying? Got me all nice and tight on both sides, you know, because I like to keep it fresh. Yeah. And so it'll cut anything, you know what I mean? Lawnmower, baby.
Wow, yeah. I mean, if you're going to shave your head or something like that, it'll help you out too. Guys, Black Friday deals are legit. To get more, use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. Guys, get you some Manscaped. We're telling you, you need to jump on it. But let's go ahead and keep it moving, Trey. Let's jump to our wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 12. And I'm starting my wide receiver waiver wire list with Kendall Hinton in Denver. 3 catches, 57 yards. He had a touchdown, almost. He was so right there to get that touchdown. He didn't get it. But listen, I think this guy is a great flex. With Jerry Jeudy out, I mean, it seems like Russell Wilson likes this guy a lot. He's looking his direction a lot. I mean, it says 3 catches, but man, it seemed like every time he looked up, Russell Wilson was throwing him the ball, Trey.
Yeah, I like Kendall Hinton. And I think maybe, you know, with Melvin Gordon getting released and these new receivers coming in, maybe Russell's trying to build his own fantasy team on his team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he's throwing to guys like Greg Dulcich that, you know, nobody kind of knew, and then Kendall Hinton just popped up. Yeah. Maybe he's trying to build his own roster, and if he likes the guy, that's who I want. So I like Kendall Hinton a lot.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But jumping to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's your boy Treylon Burks back at it, coming off the injury, ready to go. He had 7 catches for 111 yards. He had 6 catches by the first half, taking his role as the number one wide receiver on the team. Granted, they are a run first team, but he'll be a high floor wide receiver 3 with upside going forward. I like Burks a lot for those deep shot touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, if Tannehill continues to play like he does, Treylon Burks is, you know, could help you a lot, especially in the fantasy playoffs that are right around the corner. Yeah, he had his best game last week, and I hope he keeps it going, man. I'm rooting for this guy. But let's go ahead and move to the next guy. I've got Randall Cobb, 7 catches, 73 yards. You know, Aaron likes him some Cobby. That's what he calls him, Cobby. And, you know, he trusts them. And that seems to be something big for Aaron Rodgers, is that trust there. And he's got it with Cobb, and I don't think he has it with a lot of the other guys. You know, Christian Watson's catching touchdowns over there, which I love because I added him, but Randall Cobb's getting those dirty yards for you. So check out some Randall Cobb if you're needing a guy.
Yeah, I like Randall Cobb a lot. You know, as long as he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be one of Rodgers' go-to guys. I mean, he's a veteran with with Rodgers, and they've got that connection that Rodgers really doesn't have with anybody else on the team. I like that ad a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But jumping to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, we got DeMarcus Robinson. He was nine catches for 128 yards. He led the team in targets, receptions, and receiving yards. Clearly showing that he's the wide receiver one over Duvernay, who only had one reception in the same game. With the Jags coming up, he should be a great flex option for teams looking to fill a spot for a wide receiver. And even Lamar came out and was like, I like this dude a lot. I'm definitely going to start giving him more targets and everything like that. So,
Hey, well, Lamar is saying it. There you go. But, you know, DeMarcus Robinson was in KC before. My only issue with him is he had a lot of drops over there, but you know, it seems like he does have a connection with Lamar. And if Lamar says, hey, I'm going to keep throwing this guy, then why wouldn't you add him? So I like that a lot. And Bayou Bangle popping in. Boom. These guys are the best in the biz. Hit that like button, y'all. Thank you, Bayou Bangle. We appreciate that, buddy. That's our dude over there. He needs to come back on the show, though. Yeah, for our Saturday show one time. That'd be great. And Christopher says, would it be time to trade Sutton? What value could I get in return, Trey?
I don't think you're getting a lot of value for Sutton, but I do like trying to trade him. I don't know how good he's going to be rest of season. I mean, any receiver on the Denver Broncos is going to be a struggle the rest of season. But as for value that you can get out of him, stick around for our buy low, sell high. And I got a couple guys down there. Maybe it'll be a good shot for you.
There you go. There you go. But let's keep it moving. After the wide receivers, we've got our top tight end waiver wire ads for week 12. Let's get into it. Jawan Johnson in New Orleans. Listen, three catches, 47 yards, one touchdown. What if I told you that Jawan Johnson was the tight end four last week? It's crazy, man. You know, I had Jawan Johnson picked up. Threw him in my tight end spot because Goddard got hurt. And I was like, you know what? I don't know. I don't trust it. Let me go ahead and grab Foster Moreau. Bad decision from me. Jawan Johnson should have been the ad. He's doing great, man. I mean, he's getting touchdowns. That's what you need from your tight ends. What do you think, buddy? Jawan Johnson.
Yeah, I like Jawan Johnson a lot, and Andy Dalton's looking for him around the goal line. I mean, this dude's, what, like five games in a row with the touchdown? It's very consistent, whether it's boom or bust for a touchdown. I mean, it's consistently a touchdown. So you might have a game or two in the future where he doesn't catch one, but it looks like that's where they're looking for around the end zone. So I like it a lot.
Yeah, that traditional tight end stuff there. I got you.
But moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, it's Logan Thomas. This dude has been around for a while, and he struggles to stay healthy, but he went 5 for 65, and he's really a safety blanket for Heinicke. And I know he struggles to stay healthy, but teams looking for a desperation stream should take a shot on Thomas, who always has fantasy value when he's not injured. I mean, every time this dude's out there and he's not hurt, he's putting up enough points for you to be happy. And I like Logan Thomas. I just wish he could stay healthy.
Absolutely. I love me some Logan Thomas. Welcome back to our rosters, Logan Thomas. Get him back in there, guys. I like it. My next tight end waiver wire ad, now it's nothing pretty. It's Jonnu Smith. I mean, it looks to me like New England is trying to get him more involved in the passing game. Four catches, 40 yards. It's scary because it seems like Hunter Henry is that red zone target for New England if they can get in the red zone. But I think Jonnu can help you out. Just, you know, here and there, if you're streaming, he might be good. Matchup pending, obviously. Just, you know, think about it before you grab some Jonnu Smith.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, we got Austin Hooper. You know, he had four targets for 36 yards and two touchdowns. They're looking for him in the end zone, and they're running trick plays with Derrick Henry to throw him touchdown. I mean, he's really kind of touchdown dependent, but so are all tight ends. They're playing the Bengals this week, and Tennessee will need him to perform to win that game, so I like him this week.
Yeah, against the Bengals defense, I think Hooper's a great add there. Like I said, it's all going to come down to Ryan Tannehill. If they can keep it moving, I love it. I love Austin Hooper here. Great add. But let's move on to the fun part. That is our top defense / kicker waiver wire adds for week 12. I got the Washington Commanders, baby. Listen, they're playing lights out football. The Commanders are starting to look scary. If that defense is playing well, then that offense can keep it running. Next three matchups, we got Atlanta, New York, Giants. I mean, that's some decent matchups for a defense there. So think about grabbing the Commanders up.
Yeah, I have to go ahead and like bow down to the mercy of the Commanders. You know, I had the Texans upsetting them, and they mollywopped the Texans there. I mean, I thought their defense was a joke, and it was just a fluke that they had won against the Eagles, but it really looks like their defense is coming together and really putting the hammer down. So I like the Commanders a lot.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to my defensive ad this week, I got the New York Jets, baby. They're playing Chicago. They have a super solid defense that's only getting better. They had the Vikings after that, but you saw what Dallas did to the Vikings. You know, I definitely like the Jets this week and possibly the following.
Do you remember when we used to follow the Jets for our streaming option?
Yeah.
Now we got them as a potential ad. I like it. I like it a lot. This has been a wild year, buddy. Wild year. But let's move on to a couple kickers. A couple kickers help you out here. I got Brett Maher from Dallas. Dude put up 22 points in most of your fantasy football leagues. Dude, if your kicker is kicking like that, then that's the guy you need right there. Check out some Brett Maher.
Yeah, I like that a lot. My kicker this week is Ryan Succop. He's coming off a bye. His legs are rested. They're playing the Browns, who Tyler Bass just put up 20 points against. Tampa Bay's offense coming together, but it's still not perfect, and they're going to need some field goals to win this one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Getting it together. Yes, we are. And Bayou Bengals says, Logan Thomas is a great play this week against a Falcons defense, giving up the 8th most fantasy points to opposing tight ends in a PPR format. Great play. See, I mean, it's like he's pretty much on the show, right?
Right.
Bayou, my dude over there. Appreciate you, buddy, as per usual. Listen, let's get into some trade that dude, Trey. What do you say, buddy?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. That trade dead dude. We got a couple guys that you know this may be the last also episode of Trade Dead Dude, just so y'all know, because the trade deadline is right around the corner. Pending on your commissioner, pending on your league, ours ends next week. I don't know about you guys, but here's a couple things that you can slide in under the radar before the trade deadline, you know, pops up. Let's start off with some buy low trades here, Trey. What you got for us?
Yeah, my buy low this week, and you probably are going to call me crazy, but I really like this as a buy low. It's DJ Moore. Sam Darnold's coming back. He's getting the start. Him and DJ Moore have had a connection in the past, and I think if any quarterback at Carolina is going to give DJ Moore value, it's going to be Sam Darnold. I would honestly trade DJ Moore for a Cortland Sutton, or Cortland Sutton for a DJ Moore, because I don't see Cortland Sutton, you know, with any upside the rest of the year, where DJ Moore has the potential to go off pretty well with Sam Darnold. So I like that trade.
Wow. Wow. Hey, I like it. I love it. That's how you play. That's how you win right there. It's things like that, man. I love it. My buy low is Ramondre Stevenson. I mean, you could probably get this guy. He had a rough week playing the Jets against a good defense. You know, it's in people's minds. They're worried. Hey, he's not performing. Maybe I'll just let him go for something else. You know what I mean?
I like it.
You got any more buy lows for us, Trey?
That's it on buy lows.
Well, I got one more buy low here. Well, maybe Kenneth Walker. Throw him out there as a buy low target. You know what I mean? You know, he also didn't perform against the Bucs D in Germany. And, you know, he kind of made up for it with some catches. But, you know, again, just like Ramondre, he had a rough game. So people might be looking to get rid of him. Who knows? I wouldn't.
I like that a lot. Yeah, me neither, but I like it.
Yeah. Let's roll to some sell highs, Trey. What do you got us for a sell high?
So my sell high this week is Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, this dude had a great week. Aside from Tony Pollard having a great week, he did get the touchdown. It kind of really helped him with it, but it was really just a little bit of volume. I think they're slowly moving more and more towards Tony Pollard, and I know we say that all the time. But I mean, Tony, you have to at this point. Like, Tony Pollard is the dude. Like, Zeke's the only on the team for people that still own his jersey. Like, and Jerry Jones to be happy about it. You know what I mean? Like, Zeke's always going to get a couple rushes here and there, but I really think they realize that Tony Pollard is the dude moving forward.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Zeke, you know, he has a game here and there where you think he's back, and then he goes right back to not being back. So I like that on a sell high. My sell high is Devin Singletary. Look, Singletary's been, you know, killing it out there, doing great, but will he keep it up? I don't know. James Cook is on his tail. I'd get rid of Singletary for, you know, something maybe a little better there, Trey.
Yeah, I like selling Singletary, you know, and it worries me because right now they're on the run game, but it's really not their forte. So how long is that going to last before they go back to just deep shots?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. DJ Moore would be a good swap for Sutton. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah. No problem, buddy. It's what we do. It's what we do. Guys, that's all we got for Trade Dead Dude here. Let's get into some trivia with Trey. What do you got for me today, buddy?
Yes, sir. All right. Starting off, I think a couple of them are kind of hard today. I don't know. We'll have to see what you know on your knowledge. But
God. Here
let's go with the first one. Which college did Daniel Jones attend?
Jesus. How about you give me like a is it East Coast, West Coast?
To be honest, I don't know for sure. I'm gonna say East Coast though.
All right, I'll throw it out. Is it one of the big ones? Like, you know,
it is a big one, but it's not an SEC team. I'll give you that.
Oh, I don't know, bro. He looks
They're
like
more known for academics.
Yeah. Harvard.
Duke University.
Oh, man. That makes sense. That feels right to me.
Yeah. Daniel Jones is a Duke.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Moving on to the next one. Which quarterback was drafted before Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson in 2017?
Before Patrick Mahomes, before Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. He is not a starting quarterback in the league. I believe he's a backup right now.
Trevor Siemian?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Ah.
Drafted before Mahomes and Watson.
Wow, bro. Bet they feel pretty stupid.
Oh, yeah, you gotta eat that.
The Bears. Ouch, man.
And our last question of the day. Who is the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
The youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Okay, has it been within the last 20 years?
Yes.
10 years?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with... To win a Super Bowl, huh? Let's say...
It's very surprising. It surprised me.
Oh, shit. Troy Aikman.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben. I knew that. Troy Aikman hadn't won a Super Bowl in
2006,
20
he became the youngest Super Bowl winning quarterback in NFL history, leading the Steelers in his second season to a 21-10 victory over the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 40 at the age 23.
Wow. I don't know what I was thinking with Troy Aikman, bro. I mean, I don't think he's won a Super Bowl in 20 years.
To be honest, I thought it was Brady, but I guess Brady played a lot in college too, right?
I thought that, but I was like, no, that's too easy. He wouldn't give me that. He wouldn't just give me a Brady question there. Guys, speaking of questions, if you have a question for us, throw it in the comments section right now. We will help you out. If you're watching this after the live version has aired, then, you know, go ahead and leave a comment for us, guys. We appreciate those so much, and we answer them pretty quickly. So, guys, before we keep it going here, we got a question here. But I just want to talk to you guys real quick to remind you about the DeAndre Swift jersey giveaway. Guys, we're giving away that DeAndre Swift jersey. It's just the first of many giveaways we are going to be doing on the channel. And listen, if you join our Patreon, you're automatically entered in all giveaways moving forward. So it could be worth your money there. And Trey has a thought over there. And have they subscribed yet, Trey? I don't know, buddy. I don't know if they've subscribed. Maybe they should subscribe to the channel, like this video, all those good things that we appreciate for you to do. And Christopher's got a question for us, buddy.
All right.
Playoff problem. First week of playoffs has Jonathan Taylor on a bye week. Is it worth to trade him away? Keeper league, by the way.
Man, it's tough to trade Jonathan Taylor, especially in a keeper league. You know, the way he's been looking, like he's got it back. You know, next year he should be a high pick in regardless. But maybe depending on, you know, if you can find somebody that you really want to get an equal value running back out of Jonathan Taylor, if not one with more upside. So somebody like a Derrick Henry, which I feel like is going to be a hard trade to pull off. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you tap on a little bit of a wide receiver that's on your bench, you can pull that off. But maybe a Josh Jacobs. Maybe. It's tough, but maybe, you know, you might win the talk on that one, but you might lose out on the player. So it's kind of tough, but I think it's worth the shot just because, you know, he could be the reason you lose your playoffs, and that's the whole point of fantasy, is to win the league. So
yeah, for sure there. Do you think Jonathan Taylor would be a good sell high candidate right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible. You know, with Matt Ryan coming back and everything, the way they've been flowing, you know, it makes me think that Jonathan Taylor is going to continue. But, I mean, he got bad when Matt Ryan was on the field. So it's like, how is it going to go? Maybe Matt Ryan's figured it out and they're going to work, but maybe they don't.
Yeah.
It's definitely a tough decision.
Yeah, well, the Colts were doing good when they were running the ball. But then when Matt Ryan started trying to pass it there, then that's when the Eagles came and took the game over. It's tough. I mean, we all hope Jonathan Taylor can continue to be that first round pick that you could not drop for nothing. But, I get it. I get the issues.
Also guys, if you are wondering why we haven't done our Thursday night breakdown, there's three games this Thursday. So we did a separate episode. If you go to our channel, check that out. It should be right there at the top next to this one. It'll have all our breakdowns for Thursday for your start and sit. So go check that out. Make sure you like that video and hit the notification bell so you catch every video that we drop going forward.
Absolutely. Great advice, Trey. And Christopher says coaching change is the answer there. Yeah, coaching change. Yeah. But guys, that's it. You got anything else for us, Trey?
That's it, man. That's all I got this week. Kind of a quick week, but like I said, we got that extra video to go check out for Thursday night starting sits. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe. Come check us out. Come flex with us because we're here helping you every week all the way through the playoffs and beyond. So
now I couldn't have said it better myself, Trey. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be on ride or die. It's your boy Bandy. Got my boy Trey over there. Perfect. Fourth and Flex. Podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.